Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, the key.
Anyone home?
Oh, no.
Hello there. Hey, Craig.
Oh, the awkward times.
Craig.
What's that anyway?
Hey, what are you doing down the cellar?
Hello, Hamp. Didn't hear.
Didn't hear me? Boy, I yell loud enough to wake up the dead. What's going on down here, anyway?
A little leveling off.
What for?
Now, why would people level off? Because the surface was unlevel.
Oh, are you kidding?
What do you mean?
Trouble with you is a short memory. I'm the guy who helped put the cellar down. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
And also remember saying when we finished putting the cellar down, you could make a putting green down here. It was so level.
Well, it suddenly unleveled itself. I don't know.
Seems funny, that's all.
Well, gone, Mr. Drum.
Can't see how. Solid rock 3 feet down. Rock don't drop.
Look, Hamp, does it really matter?
Don't suppose so.
Let's go up and have a drink.
Sure. Funny thing.
What?
The level had dropped down there. It would have dropped all over. Not just one little square.
Do you want that drink or don't you?
Sure I do. Oh, it's hot. Gee, it doesn't get much hotter.
Was it anything important?
What's that?
You came to see me, remember?
Oh, that. No, it's not important. Still, depends which way you look at it, I suppose.
Do tell.
Came to see if you wanted to go swimming. Some people would say that was very important on a hot day like this.
Here's your cooler.
Thanks. Cheers. Yeah, that's better. Where'd you get the earth?
For what?
The leveling job.
Didn't need any. Took some from the corners.
When that swim?
Oh, I don't think so. Got a lot to do.
Oh, it's awful hot. Picked a bad day for digging a hole.
I didn't dig a hole. I filled a hole.
Made a nice, neat job of it.
More?
Ooh, wouldn't say no. How's Sally?
Fine. Just fine.
Don't see her about. She in town?
No.
Gone for a swim?
You're a nosy character, Hamp.
I know. It's my training. I've been a forest ranger so long, I just can't help minding other people's business.
Get you into trouble one day.
There's nothing sure. Probably do it because my own business is so dull.
How's the family?
Swell. Kids as mean as ever, Millie getting fatter by the pound. When are you and Sally going to start in on a family?
Hey.
Well, Millie was asking. I thought I'd better find out. You know what women are, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I know what they are.
Has she gone for a swim?
Oh.
Sally.
No. She's out of town for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, I'm still over that tonsil job you did on Billy.
Now, well, I'll sue, so don't worry.
I'm not worried. Notice the car outside. Sally walk in the town?
No, she picked up a lift.
Who from?
Well, I don't know. I was going to drive her to the station, but she said she'd arranged a lift.
Relatives.
What?
Is she visiting relatives?
I'll fill that up again.
Hmm.
Yes, a cousin or something in Granbrook.
Granbrook? Oh, I know Granbrook pretty well. Millie's folks come from that way. Hey, I know. Save Sal riding the train back. I'll ring my brother-in-law to pick her up. He's visiting tomorrow night.
No, I wouldn't bother. It's not...
No, it's no trouble. What street's this cousin of hers on?
I can't remember.
Well, think, man.
Oh, Gibson, Ibsen.
Ibbins.
Yeah, that's it. Ibbins Avenue.
Oh, that makes it real easy. My brother-in-law lives in Ibbins. And give me the address and I'll ring him.
I wouldn't know the address, Ham.
Oh. Sure you wouldn't like that swim?
Yeah, I'll pause it.
Folks around here are pretty proud of you, Craig.
I'm all embarrassed.
No, that's right. You're not a lot for the district. Oh, they were a bit uppity at first. Young city feller taking over old Doc Anders' practice. You know, they thought you'd bring long words and big bills with you. But they turned out wrong. Yes, sir, dead wrong.
I'm pretty proud of this town, too, if it comes to that. They've been good to me. Helped me pay for this house.
I even helped build it, if you remember. That's how come I'm so sure about the cellar being a good one. Can't figure how it could ever fall.
Isn't this a bad fire day?
Oh, I should say so. Had to get fresh help from headquarters. I'll be on duty myself this afternoon. You and Sal get on all right, Craig?
Sure we do. We're married, aren't we?
Yeah, there's plenty of married folk don't get on together too well.
Yeah, well, don't you worry about it. We do.
Don't see you in any of the local dances.
Well, doctors are pretty busy, you know.
And the doctor's wife.
What's in that remark?
Oh, nothing. Just that Sally seems to get out pretty often.
Well, you know how it is. She's a deal younger than I am. She likes to dance.
Yeah, sure.
I look like an old draft horse on the dance floor. A doctor has to be dignified.
Oh, you ain't so old. What'll it be, 35?
You know as well as I do that I'm 41.
Sally'll be about 23, yeah? Good catch there, Craig. Real pretty gal.
I think so.
I figure a wife would be a real asset to a doctor. A good wife, that is.
Well, that's just what Sally is. Of course, she can't cook too well, but it is more to marriage than a three-course dinner.
Oh, it sure is, sure is. Look at Millie. She can cook to beat the band. Trouble is, the only time she'll shut up is when she's eating her own cooking. And that way, I have to have her thin, miserable, and talking all day, or fat and happy and quiet.
And she's the only one you could find who'd put up with her.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. Yes, one thing I'll say for Sal, she's always a real nice dresser.
And she likes nice things.
Mm-hmm. Must cost you a penny or two to keep up.
Oh, she makes a lot of her own.
And the trouble is, around a town like this, there aren't many places to show a pretty dress.
That's true.
I see Sally forgot her handbag.
Did she?
Yeah, it is right there on the table.
Well, that was silly of her. Now she'll have no money.
Oh, she won't need any if she's got a lift to her folks. She'll borrow some to come back. When'd you say she'll be back?
What? Tomorrow night.
Oh, yes, tomorrow night. Yeah, I'm to ring my brother-in-law and get him to pick her up. Heck, she won't need any money. You better think of that address.
Yes, I will.
Millie's having a pie for dinner Monday. How about you two join us,
Well, I don't know that we'll be able to, Hank. We'll try.
Very particular about her clothes. That's one thing I'll always hand to Sal. Funny she should leave her hat behind, too.
Where?
It's right there behind her handbag. Hot day like this, she's likely to get a touch of the sun. Was it an open car she was getting a lift in?
I don't know.
Who did you say it was with?
I didn't say, because I don't know.
Oh, yes, that's right, of course. I keep forgetting.
Look, aren't you going for that swim?
Yes, better go, I suppose. Got to think of something to cool me down. You know, this is the kind of day a person could get killed.
Yes, I suppose it is.
Yeah, man, could have a body on his hands any time on a day like this. All you need to be a weak ticker or a touch of high blood, and bang, you're dead.
Now you're talking like a doctor.
Don't you worry, Craig. I've seen more than one dead in my time. Yes, sir. I remember one time over in Judson Valley come across a feller been buried. Could I have another drink, please, Craig?
Yeah, sure. Help yourself.
It's mighty hot. What's the matter, Doc? Your son got you?
No.
You're looking a little pale. Shouldn't have dug that hole in the cellar on a day like this. It's 110 in the shade if it's an inch.
Well, it only took me 5 minutes.
Well, it's not a very big hole, huh?
Get on with your story, huh?
Your story? Oh, yes. Well, as I was saying, I come across this fella. He'd been buried for 9 a week.
Who buried him?
Oh, no one. He'd been silly enough to walk under some rocks just as they decided to come loose from the side of a hill. You know, if I wanted to get rid of a body, That's what I do.
What?
Make a nice rock slide. Good big one. And duck the corpse under just where she was going to fall. That way, there's an awful lot of Mother Earth between the body and anyone who might be snooping around.
Thanks for the tip. If I ever want to dispose of a body, I'll take your advice.
Of course, there are other ways, I suppose. Hey, you thought of that address yet?
No, not yet.
Oh, it'll come to you. Don't worry. I get like that myself sometimes. Can't think of the simplest things, you know. Especially if I'm a night worried about anything.
I'm not worried about anything.
I just thought you might be.
No, no.
You know, Craig, I was pretty pleased when you and Sally teamed up.
So was I, for that matter.
There's a lot of fellas were after Sally, you know. Yes, sir, she's about the best-looking gal in the district.
Yeah, I bet no one thought she'd marry an old fogey like me.
Well, there were a lot of different opinions going around. Lots of didn't think Sal had settled down to being a country doctor's wife.
I admit I was a little worried about that myself.
But everything turned out fine.
Well, you ought to know.
Sure, I ought to know.
Well, they've been married 4 years, and there's been no trouble so far.
Yeah, it puts all the busybody's noses out of joint, I bet.
They deserve it.
Yes, they sure do. I'm a real firm opinion that a man never knows what's going to happen. You know, everyone thinks that you and Sal won't last Christmas, and what happens? You go along 4 years, and everything's hunky-dory. All you need now is a family, and you'll be real set up.
Well, that can wait. Sal wants to have a little fun before she really settles down.
Yes, I suppose that's one thing the doctor's wife misses out on a little. I mean, you've been so busy all the time and working such long hours. It take last week. You were away 3 days, wasn't it, on that accident up at the dam?
3 days.
But Sal was pleased to see you when you got back.
Yes, she was. Very pleased.
Well, I guess better be getting along. You sure you don't want that swim?
Sorry.
You know, it's a wonder to me you never built that cellar door inside the house. I mean, having it out there, most anyone could break in.
There's nothing down there worth stealing.
Still, I'd put a lock on the door if I was you. You know, I always figure a man's private business is his own private business. You know, with a cellar door stuck right out there in the open, it's an invite for anyone to take a look down. Yeah, I'd put a lock on it if I was you. Doesn't get much hotter.
I thought you'd be out putting the hose on some fires by this.
Yeah, should be. I got something gnawing at my mind.
Illegal something?
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, if you reach into that icebox, you'll find some cold cider.
It might help.
You can talk while you pour, you know.
I know. George, you know if Sally Meldrum's got any relatives in Granbrook?
Sally Meldrum? Hmm. Oh, no, I don't think she has.
No cousin?
Might, but I don't think so. Sally had an uncle there one time, but he died about 10 years ago. Oh, she hasn't got anyone there. Why?
Oh, I was wondering.
Yeah, one of these days, Hampus, minding other folks' business is going to get you in a lot of trouble.
So I've been told. Here's your drink. George, you figure Craig and Sally are getting on all right?
As far as I can see. Of course, she's a deal younger than he is, but I think they're all right.
She was a bit flighty before they were married.
Yeah, she was that. Still, you can't blame a girl for having a little fun, especially one as pretty as Sally.
Lots of stories about Sally.
You know a pretty girl in a small town who didn't get the treatment from the town gossips?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm wondering whether Craig ever got to hear any of them stories.
Why?
Oh, well, he's a quiet sort of cuss. Don't go to dance as much. He's pretty much for home, buddy.
Look, will you quit running around in circles and come to the point? It's too hot for brain work.
Well, George, a lot of folk in this town said Sally had never settled down when she married Craig. Said she was a bad lot.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying yes or no about the story. Frankly, I've always found Sal to be a nice girl. too pretty for her own good, but a nice gift.
Why don't you go home and leave me to sweat
but
in
look,
peace,
sir?
So just supposing these stories was true, and just supposing Sal kind of kicked over a little after she and Craig was married, that'd make Craig a little mad, wouldn't it?
I expect so.
Mm. When a man gets mad at his wife, real mad, I mean, there's no telling what he might do, is there?
You've made your point.
And if a man found things out about his wife, he'd most likely to up and hit her. Or...
Look, husbands have been known to beat their wives, and some of them deserve it.
George, you being the law around here.
Yeah?
How would you feel if a friend of yours, a man who'd done you an awful lot of favors, and a fellow who'd done the town real proud...
Will you get to the point, Hamp? It's hot.
Yeah, well, all right. But how would you feel if this friend of yours had, well, say, hit his wife, well, under those same circumstances, mind you? And, you know, hit her a mite too hard. And,
you mean killed her?
Yes. Yeah, that's for me.
Well, I'd have to arrest him, of course, providing there was enough evidence to say he'd killed her.
Witnesses and the like.
Oh, witnesses and a body. Most times there has to be a body. But if I thought this fellow had killed his wife and there was the evidence to support it, I'd arrest him no matter if he was my own brother. Now, does that satisfy you?
That's the answer I expected, but it don't satisfy me.
Yeah, well, I can't do any better. Now, look, will you get back out of here and let me melt away all by myself, huh? You've taken up too much air.
Sure. See you later, George. Hey, don't work too hard.
Yeah, that guy gets some of the craziest notions I've ever heard.
What's the matter? Forget something?
Yeah, I remember something. I'll have a cool drink if you don't mind. I didn't get that address off you.
What address?
Where Sally's staying.
I told you I can't remember.
Oh, yes. Silly of me. I could have saved myself the trip out here.
There's always the phone, you know.
Yeah, that's an idea, you know. Why don't you phone up the exchange, Grand Book? They're bound to know where Sally's cousin lives. They know everything. Real busybody.
It doesn't matter.
It won't take a minute?
No.
Look, Craig, you can bust me in the nose for this if you want to, but you sure everything's okay between you and Sal?
Of course I'm sure. Why shouldn't it be?
Well, I thought you might have heard some of them stories that was going on about Sal.
What kind of stories?
Oh, you know.
No, I don't know. Tell me.
Most of them ain't true, you know.
Tell me just the same.
Those are. I've only got a grain of truth in them.
You tell me and I'll be the judge.
Look, Craig, any pretty gal in the town gets the same thing said about her.
Does she?
Yeah, of course she does. Look, you take the time she and Billy O'Brien get lost over the Bull Neck Pass. Gone 2 days there was, Billy told a rare tale. And he was always a liar. Even if some of them was true, well, Sal's an awful pretty gal, and she's young.
Yes, she is. Now get on with your story.
Well, it's no story, Craig. Look, I know a man can lose his temper sometimes.
I'm losing mine.
Now, don't take on. What can you expect if you leave her alone so much of the time? Women don't like to be lonely.
If you don't get to the point in a minute, I'm going to throw you right through that door, friend or no friend.
Craig, women don't go get eventing off for the weekend and leave their purse and hat.
Well, Sully must have forgotten.
That's what I'm getting at. They don't forget them. If they do, they come right back and pick them up.
She forgot them.
If you walk outside on a day like this without a hat, first thing come to your mind is that you forgot your hat. Then come right back inside and get it.
What I do and what someone else would do are two different things.
She wouldn't forget her hat. That is, if she was going somewhere, she needed a hat.
All this talk of hats, look, will you get off it?
There's no need to hustle me, Craig. I'm just trying to help you, that's
all. Help me with what?
I helped you build that cellar, Craig, and I know there's no chance of the floor dropping. It's solid rock, 3-4 feet down.
I don't care what you say, Hamp, the cellar floor dropped.
I don't blame you, Craig. Maybe she kicked over the traces once too often. I don't know, and I don't want to know. All I gotta say is that I'll help you all I can.
I see.
You did hear all those stories, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Hear the story about when you was away at that accident up at the dam?
Yes.
People are always ready to run with something that's going to hurt someone. Never tell tales on people that might be doing them some good.
Yes, I heard all the stories, every last one of them.
I've been your friend ever since you come to this town, Craig. You've done a lot to help me. And I want you to know that I'd do anything. Anything I can to help you.
Thanks a lot.
Now, no one never need know anything about the cellar. I can swear I saw Sally leaving town in a strange car just as I was coming out here this morning. Now, that way, folks will think she's run off with some feller. Everyone will be only too happy to believe that. Don't go blaming yourself, Craig. A man does something in anger when there's provocation. Well, I don't reckon he can be blamed.
You think I buried Sally?
Now, there's no reason why anyone should know that...
Know what? Wait.
Hello, George.
Craig.
Bit hot for a man of your bulk to be getting around.
I manage if I take my time. You got a cold drink?
Help yourself. What can I do for you, George?
Hey, you're awful quiet, Hamp. Figure you've said too much already.
What do you mean, George?
Man, my job has to do an awful lot of things he don't like.
Like listening at doors?
The only way I ever get to hear anything interesting.
It's funny, I never did figure you for a snooper, George Arnold.
Yeah, well, when there are things a law officer should hear, he's got to work out the best way of hearing the most. Oh, that's good. A little like this does a fat man a lot of harm. Mind if we take a look down that cellar of yours, Craig?
Why?
You know why.
I want to know why.
Don't you go make it any harder for me than it is already. Come on, let's go.
You got a warrant?
No.
You want to search my cellar, you go get yourself a warrant.
Sure. Like to come with me for the ride?
I'll wait here if you don't mind.
That's what I thought you'd say. Hey. I'll bet you want to wait here, too, Hemp.
Yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. Well, it's too hot to go running out all over the country.
I think I'm going to have to see that cellar without a warrant, Craig.
And I don't think you are. That's private property, George.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Unless I happen to charge you with a crime of some sort, huh? Now, that way I can look all I like. Now, don't argue with me. I don't quite know what the law says about it, but that's what I say, and I'm the law around here.
You're not going down there, George. I won't have my rights tampered with. Nobody...
Well, then I'm just going to have to charge you with murder.
Now, George, you
just
want to...
Just keep out of this, Hamp. Keep out of it, will you? If anyone's to blame about me being here, it's you. You ran around in circles this morning that I just had to start working things out, and when I got the answer, I came right out of here. I got the rest of the story at the door.
I'll stop you, George.
I'm a fat man, Craig, but I'm an awful big man. Don't try it.
He's right, Craig. I seen him hold off half a dozen. He's right.
Very well.
My friends. My dear tried and true friends. Go ahead and dig the cellar up, and I hope you're satisfied.
I'd like you to come with us, Craig.
To help dig?
I'm just doing what I have to do. Now, come on, will you?
Craig, I'm real sorry, Mr. Ham. I was just trying to help. I didn't know George
was
going to... That
doesn't matter, Ham. It doesn't matter one little bit.
New lock on the door, Craig.
Here's the key. See, Ham, I even took your advice.
Light. I should touch it or not.
Want me to do it for you? After all, I dug it.
Did you and Sally have a big fight?
Yes, we did.
She hasn't gone to Grand Book, has she?
No, she hasn't.
Yeah, well, what's that, I suppose?
Craig! Craig, I couldn't. I just couldn't.
But Sally! I'm glad, baby, I'm glad.
I don't care what you believe about me, Craig. I couldn't run off.
Oh, I'm glad.
I tried, honest, I tried. And I love you, Craig. Those stories aren't true, Craig. They're not true.
It's all right.
But they're not.
Oh, honey, I know that, of course.
Well, come on, you. Let's get out of here. We've caused enough trouble.
But, George, the level couldn't have dropped. I helped dig it myself.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, but it couldn't
have dropped. Shut up, shut up. Be quiet. Close that door. They probably want to be alone. Anyway, too much excitement, bad for that man, especially on a hot day.
Oh, you missed me?
Very much.
What have you been doing?
Nothing much. Just leveling off the cellar.
A closing door finishes a story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Mystery. Romance. Or adventure. All start when a door is unlocked by... the key.